Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Right Stream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @RightStream and hashtag #RightStream. Thanks for listening to the Right Stream Radio Network.
Welcome to Right Stream Tuesday. This is your host, Daria Ann, and I want to thank you for joining me. I am the founder of the Right Stream Radio Network, an independent author, blogger, social media manager, and gosh, I don't know, an internet radio host. Got so many things going on right now, thankfully, that I can't keep it all straight, but I'm really excited about today's show because my guest, the author, metaphysician, and internet radio host of Just Believe on RightStream, Lisa Tarvez, she's going to be joining me here in just a few minutes to talk about what's been going on with RightStream Radio, including a brand new website and a soon-to-be-launched women's lifestyle program. But I'm going to wait for Lisa to come on the air to talk all about that, but that's really going to be the focus of the show today, and we're so excited. And really the reason that Lisa and I especially and our other hosts have been working so hard to make these changes is because we really want to grow this network so that we can in turn, you know, not only build our profiles and our listenership, but also help our clients and the people who tune into our shows and see how we might best be able to help them. And, you know, the bigger our influence, the better able we will be to do that. And one of my goals when I founded this network was to cater to as many demographics as possible. And so for anyone who's listened to any of the programs on the RightStream Radio Network, you'll know that that is true. For example, Lisa hosts Just Believe on Sundays, and it just moved to 7 p.m. Eastern starting this past Sunday. Lisa used to be at the 1 p.m. Eastern slot and made an executive decision based on some research that perhaps the show would be better served by moving to the evenings. So this past Sunday, she started broadcasting at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And this week was a lot of fun because she had on two wonderful guests. Nicole Guillaume and Crystal Kirchen, and they did free readings for people. And I know I only was able to listen to part of it, and I know Lisa was really busy on that switchboard because the calls were coming in fast and furious, and the ladies were just, you know, they were all so gracious with the callers, and it was a lot of fun. I actually listened to the full archive later on. So I encourage everyone to please check out Just Believe on the RightStream Radio Network every Sunday now at 7 p.m. Eastern. And obviously when Lisa comes on the air, I'll give her an opportunity to talk more about her show and some of the things she has planned in the coming weeks. And then on Mondays, my good friend, military historian and journalist and author, I believe he's the author of 16 books, John D. Gresham, hosts Military Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern every week. And this past week, he had an excellent guest, really thanks to C.J. Wheeler from Concerned Veterans for America, who contacted me through LinkedIn and inquired about the possibility of some of the veterans that she represents getting some airtime on John's show. And as a result of that contact, John interviewed an excellent guest yesterday, author Gary Bernson, who is a former CIA agent. And it was just a very interesting interview. And Gary's a very busy guy. And John was lucky to be able to schedule him for 45 minutes yesterday, which was an absolutely huge accomplishment because this man has so many things that he's involved in. So if you missed that interview, again, you just go to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream, and you can check out Military Monday with John D. Gresham and Gary Bernson, and check out all of the archives while you're there. Wednesday nights, and they started back in August, the last Wednesday night of August, Dr. Billy Eisenberg and family law attorney Sheena Benjamin Wise host a program called Family Power Hour. And it is not an advice show, it's a talk show, as they are eager to remind everyone. We don't want to get into any legal issues here. It's strictly a talk show for people to call in and voice their opinion and share their best practices on pretty much everything dealing with human relationships, whether it's parenting, dating, marriage, cyberbullying, anything going on currently that people are dealing with, running the full spectrum of the human experience. That's covered on Family Power Hour. And they air every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern time. And very much, you know, the ladies run a great show. They're very warm and welcoming. They love to take callers. They've had some excellent callers. And if you've missed any of their programs, go to blogtalkradio.com/rightstream and listen to Family Power Hour archives. Lisa and I have been busy, as I said. We created a new website, and you can check it out. It's called rightstreamradio.com. We started the Facebook page, RightStream Radio Network, and I put a link to that in the chat room. Lisa graciously put together a new Facebook page for the show that we're going to discuss in just a few minutes, and we'll tell you about that when she comes on the air. And we're also going to be talking about the relaunch of our Twitter chat, which I originally called, you know, the RightStream Twitter chat. We're actually changing it because it's going to take place every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, and we're going to call it RightStream Wednesday, but the hashtag we're going to use is WSW, standing for RightStream Wednesday. So we'll be talking about that as well. So I'm very excited to welcome to RightStream Tuesday today a woman who has become a very good friend of mine. And, you know, again, this is a tribute, I guess, to social media and the power of the Internet. That I've been able to make so many connections, like Lisa, because I've only known her for just about a year. She's become a very good friend, and she's doing an outstanding job as host of Just Believe, and certainly as my business partner in this little venture as we move forward. So it is my pleasure to introduce Just Believe host and author Lisa Tarvez.
Hey, Daria.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just got my big bottle of water here because my throat's a little scratchy today, but I'm excited about all the things we have to talk about.
I know. There's so much going on and so much to look forward to. I'm really excited. I'm really excited about it.
So, well, let's dive right in, Lisa. You and I came up with a concept for a new show, and we called it Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. So I'm going to let you kind of take the lead and tell the audience what it's all about and what we're going to be doing.
Well, the idea behind Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and coming up with that name ended up being more work than we planned. Usually, you know, you just like, it's just something just comes to you, but we actually, and our logo is amazing. And you should definitely, you know, give some credit to your friend Carrie, who did the design work there, because she did an amazing job creating our logo. And the show is going to be a women's interest show. It's going to be what we're hoping to do is attract women of all ages. You know, every time I tweet something about it or I put something on Facebook, I change my mind as to what I'm going to say. Like, you know, what I'm saying about it, because I really want to attract so many different age groups. One of the people we're bringing on as another co-host besides you and I is my daughter, Kristen. And Kristen is a college student, and she's 19 years old. And then she's very witty, very intelligent, and I think that she's going to add a nice balance looking at things from, you know, the younger point of view. So I'm excited about her doing this with us. I think it's gonna balance out the show really well. But Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, we're gonna cover topics, all kinds of topics. We really want to hit on, you know, with love, we want to hit on family relationships, parenting, marriage, dating, you know, romance, sex, all of that. The liberty aspect, we're talking, you know, career, money, travel, food, wellness, fitness, health, all of that. And, of course, lip gloss is the girly stuff, the girly side of everything. the fashion, the makeup, the hairstyles, the skincare, you know, all the things that girls care about. So, I think it's gonna be really good. I think it's gonna be a really great show. And what I really want to do is I want people to come. You know, everybody that's had a long week, and you know, everybody thinks, oh, everybody's out on Friday night. Well, you know what? A lot of us aren't out on Friday night because we've got kids at home and we've got things to do, and sometimes we're just exhausted after the week. So, I think it's going to be what I put like yesterday. I'm like, you know what? Have a cup of tea, have a glass of wine, sit down with us every Friday night, listen to the show, call in with your opinions. You know, we're hopefully going to get some great guests on. We've already got some great guests scheduled. We're going to get some great guests on and you know, that are experts in some of these topics that we're covering. And I think it's going to be really good. I'm really excited about it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, and some of the guests we're thinking about bringing on, and actually Dawn Garcia, A Taste of Dawn, who is this phenomenal, just, she's a writer, editor, internet radio host, foodie. She's out in California. And she's got an amazing website, and she's just doing some incredible things. And so she is now checking her calendar to see what Friday night she's available. So she's definitely going to be one of our guests. And I think, Lisa, too, the timing for our show is excellent, given that, you know, we've got the Christmas holidays coming up and you know, New Year's, and people are kind of in that mode where they're thinking about maybe they're going to travel, or they're thinking about what they're going to plan for holiday menus and activities and fun things that they're going to do. And, you know, we can really cover a lot of ground with that in terms of decorating and how to deal with the family stresses maybe that go along with holiday time, and all of the fun stuff from fashion, you know, for the holidays and recipes and just all kinds of fun things. And I think, you know, having guests like Dawn is going to enhance that. So I'm really looking forward to it. I know I have myself, just in my own life, some health and wellness alternative things that have worked for me,
right.
You know, particularly with respect to women's, you know, physical health issues, and mm-hmm. that I'd be happy to share on the show, because I believe so strongly in helping other people and just really reaching out. And so we just want this show. We want it to be fun, and you're absolutely right. It's we're going to air Fridays at 7 p.m. Eastern. Get a cup of tea, a glass of wine, cranberry juice, whatever you like to drink, vodka tonic, whatever it is, and just, you know, just relax on a Friday night and have some fun. You know, you'll get some good information, but, you know, we'll laugh and we're going to have a lot of fun with it as well. So I'm really looking forward to it. And yes, thank you for reminding me, Lisa. I want to thank, and actually let me give a shout out to Zook, who's listening. Zook is the founder of the We Built That Network that I'm also a part of, another Blog Talk Radio venture. But Zook is the person that introduced me to Carrie, Carrie Lundy, who has designed the Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss logo, and she did an outstanding job. She's also the designer of our RightStream Radio Network logo and some other logos that I've had done, and she's also currently in the process of designing a book cover for my client, Lori Colombo Dunham, whose book, you know, actually Ghost wrote her book, and we're getting ready to release it in the next couple of weeks, and Carrie designed her book cover. So, you know, if anyone is interested, anyone listening, if you need somebody to create a logo or a book cover, please visit me at my blog, DariaDiGiovanni.com. There's a contact button there, and I can put you in touch with Carrie because she really does excellent work, and she's very prompt. I mean, I love that about her. Lisa, with our logo, she said to me, okay, I'll get something back to you in a couple of weeks. I think it was like 2 days later.
It was so fast. And it was so amazing because it was perfect. I mean, it was just perfect. You know, it just fit the whole theme. I just love it. Anybody wants to see the logo, you can find it on the Facebook page. Oh, it's now on, I updated the website, the RightStreamRadio.com, which is our new website. I updated it and added Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss to our shows, and the logo is there too. So she's very, very good. I really, really like her.
Fantastic. Yeah, she's a wonderful person, and I love, I'm all about helping good, talented people and, you know, just good, upstanding people, and Carrie is definitely one of them. And, yeah, I mean, she has this ability. You just tell her, give her the title of your show or describe your concept to her, and she seems to just hit the nail on the head every single time. So, yeah, I mean, and she sent us three options. And it was so funny, yep. Lisa, you and I were immediately on the same page. I was just like, you know what, yep. Number two is the one for me. And you were like, yeah, that's the one I like too. So.
Yeah, it was good. It was great. It was awesome. And I love that she gave us options, you know, and they were three wonderful options. They were all very, very good. But it was just, you know, the one which was, I think, just us talking about, you know, for so long about what we wanted the show to be about. It just was perfect. I mean, it captured everything we'd been talking about. So it worked out really well. She's very talented.
Yeah, it was a lot more fun than the naming process. And, you know, Zook is in the chat room. He can relate to this because he and I have been through this too. You know, naming things is not my, I'm in marketing, so I probably shouldn't say this, but naming things is not my favorite thing to do. It is just, to me, it is just a chore, but I think we finally landed upon the right thing for our new show. So that's the good news.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we did pretty well with that.
So, and you know, I want to remind everybody too, Lisa, while we're on the air and we're talking about Facebook pages, please like our Facebook page. We have RightStream Radio Network, and now, of course, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. You can follow us on the hashtag RightStream, that's W-R-I-T-E, stream. And please follow our RightStream account at RightStream on Twitter. As Lisa mentioned, we have a new website, RightStreamRadio.com. And we even have a Pinterest page now, Pinterest account. You can follow us there, follow our boards at RightStream. And then also LinkedIn. We started a group page, RightStream Radio, on LinkedIn. So we have a lot going on, and you know, I'm grateful for all of these social media platforms. But Lisa, I really have to thank you too for, I mean, I just, with so much going on, it's been so great to have a partner in all of this RightStream activity, because otherwise between this and managing social media accounts for clients, I'm not sure I'd ever be able to sleep. So thank you for all that you do.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those things that I lay down at night and I have these great ideas. I've just started keeping like papers, you know, like a notebook right next to the bed. Not that that's not always a great idea. I think everybody should do that, but that's the spiritual side of me. But, I, you know, now it's like I keep thinking of them. I'm like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to set the area about this. You know, so it's like there are, you don't ever get to sleep. You don't really get any rest, but it is, it's exciting though. You know, it's exciting.
It really is. I love the creative process. I really do. And I, you know, and not to get all spiritual, but I do believe that that comes from God, and just that whole process just really excites me. You know, I complained a little bit about the naming process, but I've had that experience, Lisa, in the middle of the night, and you're a writer too. So yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, where you'll just, all of a sudden I'll wake up and I'll think, oh my God, this is a great idea for a blog post or a great idea for my client's book or my book or whatever it is that I'm working on. And you get so excited to tell your business partner. So it's a good thing. And I do recommend keeping a notebook by the bed and just jotting things down, because I forget if I don't.
And it's the only way. It's the only way you're really going to be able to sleep, because otherwise you're turning the lights on. Like for me, I'm like, oh, I'm turning the lights on, and you know, and I'm writing stuff down, and then when the lights come on, you're totally awake again, you know. So you start the whole falling asleep process again. So yeah, I think it's a good idea too.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, and as I mentioned at the top of the show, one of the things that, you know, one of our goals with WriteStream is to really have a vehicle, you know, to grow it into something that's really going to be helpful to our listeners and to our clients. And so on that note, Lisa, I just want to give you an opportunity to let everybody know what you do in your working life, just to put a plug in for all the things that you do for anyone that doesn't know you.
I do a lot of different things. I'm really I'm a metaphysician, and I'm very focused on studying spirituality, studying metaphysics, and you know, in all aspects and in all ways. And I was born with some gifts, I guess. Sometimes they don't feel like gifts. I've always been able to communicate with the angelic realm, which people, like, it blows their mind, you know, and some people don't understand it. But it's something that I have been able to do since my earliest memories. So getting into spirituality and metaphysics was certainly not unexpected, I guess you would say, for me. I've been board certified as an expert in holistic health. So I'm a holistic health practitioner. I am a metaphysician. I have a master's degree in metaphysical science. I'm a Reiki master. You know, I do a lot of energy work with people. You know, our bodies are made of energy. You know, we can certainly use our energy to heal ourselves and to heal each other. So, you know, I'm very passionate about that. I love giving people messages from the messages that I'm getting from the angels. I do a lot of that. A lot of different things that I really feel, you know, it's funny because I think everybody's goal in life is to change, to make things better for someone else, you know, just to make things better for someone. And I think that we actually get to do that, you know, I think that we're doing that through the network. I think that I'm doing that through my job. I'm doing that through my show. You know, it's making a difference, and it's helping people. I would say one of the biggest things that people book me to do would be, you know, really an intuitive counseling role. As a metaphysician, I had to study, you know, I studied a lot of different counseling methods, and so I do a lot of common sense counseling. I'm a very common sense kind of girl, and keeping things balanced, keeping your life balanced and all that, that's just all part of what naturally I'm about. So having the gift of being able to have the angels kind of helping me out there, I call what I do intuitive guidance and intuitive counseling. So, and, you know, I get, that's probably the number one thing I spend a lot of time, you know, a lot of time doing, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I love hosting Just Believe Radio. I love writing. I love writing my book, also called Just Believe. It's so funny how you, and I don't know for you, Dari, if it was the same way, but for me, it took a while. It took, like, I was in my 30s probably before I was just like, okay, this isn't, you know, life isn't about just paying the bills. I mean, it's great to be able to pay the bills, obviously. But, you know, it's so great to be able to make a difference in somebody else's life. It's so great to go to bed at night and know that you've, you know made even a subtle difference. And it feels wonderful to be doing what you know you're supposed to be doing, you know, to be able to do what you love and make a living at it. I don't know that it gets better than that.
Oh, I absolutely agree. No doubt. And Lisa, let me just ask you, what are some of the, for anyone listening, what are some of the issues that you're able to help people with? Are they emotional things like anxiety disorder? Is it physical? Is it both? Just share a little, without giving away any confidentiality, just in general terms, what are some of the things that you've been able to help people with?
I help people, you know, with obviously with physical problems, through the energy work that I do. Definitely, you know, I'm able to do a lot with that. I'm also able to, with the intuitive counseling, it's everything. I mean, I'm dealing with definitely with people, I mean, with some people with mental illnesses, some people with, you know, depression, anxiety, things of that sort, but also just helping people figure out the right thing to do. You know, so many people, relationships, I mean, they get into, they're in this relationship and they're not sure they should be, and sometimes they just need, you know, they just need a little bit of help figuring it out. Usually, you know, you already know. If you're asking the question, you already know the answer. But sometimes they just need somebody to say that to them. So, you know, I would say probably relationship advice is the biggest thing that, you know, that I do. Everybody, their relationship is obviously a priority, and obviously your health. So, you know, those things are a big part of what I do through my company, which is called Metaphysical Healing by Lisa Tarvis. It's, you know, metaphysical healing is basically, you know, what I do. And it's a healing of the mind, body, and spirit. It's a combination of keeping these things balanced, keeping yourself well through changing the way you think, changing the way you process things that happen to you every day in your life. I mean, you know, we all have bad stuff that happens. We all have, you know, stressful things that happen to us every day. But the way we, you know, nothing can affect us unless we choose to let it affect us. So, you know, a lot of what I teach is learning how to forgive, not only learning how to forgive another person, but learning how to forgive yourself and let go of things, releasing that pent-up anger and that side of it is so good for you, so healthy. Our emotions cause our physical illness, and that is just the way it is. I whether it's cancer, whether it's, you know, whether it's a cold, whatever, everything that we have going on in our lives that we're not handling, and what I call like a holistic kind of, you know, balanced way, is at some point going to make us sick. So if we're able to let go of things, let things go and stop, we all think too much. I think I must say that more times a day than I say anything else at all, is, you know, let everybody get out of your head, stop thinking so much. You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but
I can relate to what you said about, because for me, forgiving myself has always been so much harder than forgiving other people.
Yeah. That's actually very common. You know, I remember when I first, you know, started with the forgiveness thing, and I actually wrote a list. I made an actual physical list of all the people that I was angry with, that I was hurt, that had hurt me, and that I still thought about it. It still bothered me. And so I wrote a chapter in my book about forgiveness, saying, you know what, when somebody hurts you, absolutely, lick your wounds, be mad, process it. I mean, go through the emotions. I'm not saying squash it. You know, process it. You know, you're allowed to take some time. You don't ever have to talk to that person again. You don't have to fix the relationship. It's not about that. You're forgiving somebody that hurts you for yourself. You're forgiving them so that you can not allow them to cause you any kind of, eventually cause you any kind of illness or disease. I mean, it's you're doing it for you. It's a selfish act. They don't care. They don't even remember that they hurt your feelings most of the time. You know, but it's not easy either. It's not a simple process. I mean, it does take some time. You know, when I made that list, it wasn't like I went out and was like, okay, forgive you. You work on it every single day, and when the hurt comes back, when the memory comes back of what happened, you just have to consciously make that choice. I'm not allowing this person to affect me. I'm not allowing them to have any more control over my life. Just not going to do it. And it gives you amazing empowerment. And I think that, you know, in my next book, I go back and forth on, you know, what my next book is going to be about. But when I write my next book, I want to write it about self-empowerment. I want people to understand how much power they have in their own life to self-heal, you know, to self-heal them, to keep yourself. If you are, and I'm rambling, I know, but if you're holding on to anger, you're holding on to anger, and that's taking energy from you. That's energy you could be using to keep yourself healthy, to not get that cold, not get exposed. You know, when you're exposed to something, doesn't mean you have to get it. I mean, how many people get exposed to things every day and they don't get them? So if our energy is centered on the moment, you know, on our bodies, then we're going to be less likely to have that, you know, carry over into our health.
Oh, definitely. Well, Lisa, we're at the bottom of the hour, and I want to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to pick up on this, and I want to talk about the energy vampires you mentioned in your book, and find out if you're – and talk to you about – the scope of your work, you know, whether you're able to help people worldwide or how that all works.
Okay.
So bear with me here. And guys, what we're going to do, you know, in a few days, we're going to be honoring our United States veterans for Veterans Day. And so we're going to take a break with my good friend, recording artist, independent artist and actress, Ava Aston, her tribute to the U.S. military. It's called I Carry You With Me. And we'll be back here on Right Stream Tuesday in just a few minutes.
No.
And that was the multi-talented Ava Aston, independent recording artist, singer, songwriter, and actress. And you are listening to Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann, and I'm here with my good friend and Just Believe host, Lisa Tarvez. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Thank you.
So before we went to break, we were starting. You were telling us about your work, your healing work, your energy work, and I wanted to get to. And I of course read your book, Just Believe, and I highly recommend it. In fact, I listed it Friday. I did a blog post recommending some books for the holiday season to give as gifts, and Just Believe was one of them. Oh, it's awesome. My favorite parts of the book, though, because I could so easily relate to it, was the whole section you did about energy vampires. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, those pesky little energy vampires. I think that was like chapter 9 in my book, right after forgiveness. I probably should have put the energy vampires and then the chapter on forgiveness, but it probably would have made more sense. But energy vampires are, some people call them psychic vampires. I think that there's a difference, but, they are kind of, they do overlap a little bit. But energy vampires basically are people that being around them, talking to them on the phone, they sap your energy. They suck the energy out of you like a vampire would suck blood if there were vampires. Not saying there aren't vampires, but I don't know. Never met one. I've seen a few shows and read a few books, though. It was kind of cool. But I think that, these are people that we all have. Every single one of us has energy vampires in our life, and you all know who I'm talking about. you can immediately recognize them as someone who just emotionally exhausts you. I mean, they just exhaust you. And unfortunately, most of the time, there are best friends, there are family, there are boss or a coworker, there are people that are just, we're kind of just stuck with, and so when in my book, I kind of broke them down into different categories. The first vampire that I talk about is the negative vampire. They're always negative. Everything they say, negative, negative, negative. You could say, the grass is green, and they're going to be, look at it, it's all dying. And I don't know. It's just ridiculous. They're just negative all the time. And then the second vampire that I acknowledge is the drama lover. The people that just have to have drama in their lives all the time. And is kind of an annoying quality, I think. The third vampire that I talk about is the controller, who is someone who, has to just take over absolutely everything. They have an opinion about absolutely everything. And you can't, they just sit there and try and tell you how you should be doing everything that, everything that you're doing wrong in your life and, how you could fix it. Then the fourth one was the criticizer, just someone who, they just belittle you no matter what. It's basically just to bolster their own ego. Usually these people are people who really are sad in their own lives. They're not comfortable with who they are, and because of that, they are trying to make themselves feel better by bringing you down, which is kind of sad for everyone. I mean, it's sad for them that they don't really have any self-worth of their own, but it's sad for the person that they're criticizing because, it's really easy to believe the bad stuff people say about us, so it hurts, And then the last one is the Vampire 5, I called a poor pitiful me, and that is the the saddest. They have all the saddest and so depressing lives and stories that they'll tell you, and just bringing you down all the time. And so these energy vampires, it's one of the topics people ask me to talk about all the time because it's something that affects every single one of us. We all have these people in our lives, and we all have to learn how to kind of deal with them, or we need to get them out of our lives, which can be very difficult, you know, getting them.
Yeah.
I mean, when it's your family, then you're going to see them at Thanksgiving, you know, and I, you know, for me, I prepare myself for these people, you know, I prepare for them I prepare to see them. I prepare myself to deal with them. And a lot of times I do it with humor. I know that's hard to believe, but I do. I mean, humor, I think is the easiest way to get through anything, you know, just trying to find the funny side of it, you know, just trying to keep things light. And, so a lot of times I'll face these people with humor, and I might say, you know what, every time they say something negative or criticize or whatever, you know, their little spot in the energy vampire, what their title is as an energy vampire, I'm going to giggle. I'm going to laugh. I'm just going to start laughing. And everybody's going to be like, why are you laughing like a crazy person? And I'm just going to say, I don't know. I just had this funny thought come to my head. And you know, I just kind of... You know what I mean? Like, that's how I handle this stuff, because otherwise these people can completely destroy your mood. You can come in so happy and be having the best day ever, and you come around these energy vampires and you don't even know what the heck happened. All of a sudden you are just exhausted. You just need a nap. You know, I think it's funny because a lot of the energy vampires you see, you know it's an energy vampire when your cell phone rings. And you see their picture come up or their name come up on your phone, and you're like, oh, no, I can't do it. So you send them the voicemail or whatever. That's an energy vampire. It's the thought of talking to them or seeing them actually makes you depressed or exhausted or whatever. That's a really super way to know that you've got an energy vampire in your life.
Yeah, I've had a few of those in mind. And, you know, as I was listening to your descriptions, Lisa, you know, I was thinking of the people who kind of overlap in some of them. You know, they're like a little bit of each one of the things you described. And I mean, you were saying, you know, sometimes you can't cut them out of your life. But, I mean, and I'm obviously not going to name her name, but, you know, I was friends with someone for over a decade, and I would break away, and then I would restart the friendship and break away and restart the friendship. And then finally I just got to the point where something finally happened. I mean, she finally kind of pushed me over the edge. I have a high tolerance, but then finally she did something. And I thought, you know what? What am I really getting out of this friendship? And I can't. And just like you're saying, like, you know, I could be in a great mood. Me and this, you know, we'd have plans to go out, me and this girlfriend, and I could be in a great mood when I got to her house. And I mean, within like minutes of being there, feel completely depressed and down. And so finally, I just had to cut her out. I mean, I wish her well. Certainly hope that she's doing great, but I just don't want her in my life because she's just not self-aware enough to kind of work on those things, and I do not want to be subjected to that. But sometimes you're right, when it's a family member, not as easy, or when it's somebody who considers you, you know, their best friend, not as easy to make that break. But I think sometimes it's necessary, and like you're saying, you know, if you're in a situation where you can't get away from this person,
right,
maybe do what you do and use humor. Or, you know, I find myself, too, in that situation, I pray for protection, and I just imagine, like, God's protection around me, that whatever they're going to say or do is just going to bounce right off of me because I'm just surrounded by divine protection. And sometimes I do that.
Divine light. Yeah, I recommend everybody always throw a protective shield around you. You know, some people like to use white light. Some people like to use – I change the light based on what angel I'm working with a lot of times. Like if I'm asking for Michael's protection, I will put a violet light around me. I always have like a white light surrounding me. Sometimes I use gold, and that's usually more when I'm doing healing work. It's weird. I don't even know sometimes why I pick the colors that I pick. But, you know, surround yourself. Just visualize this light, which is just divine. It's coming from God. It's coming from the universe, and it's protecting you. And that's the best way to go into a situation when you can't get the person out of your life. If you can, if it's a friend and you can get them, if you can make them just, you know, go, if you can just break off the friendship, by all means, that is my first suggestion. You know, get them out of your life. But unfortunately, it's not always that easy, and that's because so much of the time they are, you know, people that we are related to, you know,
yep.
or people that we work with, and, you know, maybe we kind of like our job, we just don't like this, you yep. know, certain situations or a certain person that's affecting us. So, you know, in that case, there are lots of different things. I mean, absolutely, protecting yourself with light is a great way to do it. Disengaging in the conversation as soon as they start talking with you is a way to do it. Me, I pick humor. I decide, I know what I'm going into when I'm going to see this, you know, this person. You know, and this is a great topic because of the fact that the holidays are coming up, and we are all stuck with people that we happen to be related to that don't necessarily bring out the best in us. You know, and so to find a way to, you know, you shouldn't dread family dinners, and you shouldn't dread Christmas because you've got to see Aunt so and so who drives you bat poop crazy. So, you know, you want to be able to enjoy this time with the family members that you love, and at the same time, you probably do still love this energy vampire. It's not that you don't love them. It's just that you can't – being near them just sucks the energy out of you. So you just have to find a way. Like I said, humor works for me. You know, I use all kinds of, like, stupid little, like, tricks that I'll come up with for, you know, every time I'll be carrying around a water bottle or something. Every time they say something depressing or something negative, I'm going to, you know, take a swig of water, you know, and see how many times I have to go to the bathroom. It's just like, it's silly stuff.
Yeah, make it fun.
It's just fun, yeah, and it's the way I get through it, and it works. I mean, it really does help.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in my experience, too, in my life, I find that some of the energy vampires that I've dealt with have had something to teach me about myself in terms of enabling them. And a lot of times it's unconsciously, because I'm the kind of person I'll sit and listen to somebody, you know, and this could go on for years. I mean, you know, and I'm the kind of person, when somebody confides something in me, I take that very seriously. To me, it's a privilege
right.
to hear that information.
Right.
I despise gossip. I don't engage in that. So people feel safe, but I think, you know, in the case of an energy vampire, I think what they have to teach us is what are my limits, and to stand up for ourselves, and to know either, okay, it's time to cut my relationship with this life, or if I can't, it's time for me to come up with some coping mechanisms to deal with
right.
this person so that I am not physically, emotionally, and mentally affected by them.
Right, and the coping mechanisms are really important. And very personal. I mean, you really have to make it, you know, you have to make it your own. You have to figure something out, and your coping mechanism for one person may not be the same coping mechanism that you're using for another person. It's just, you know, it depends on the type of energy that they have, the type of vampire that they are, because sometimes, you know, like the negative people can be, you know, you may be affected by that differently than somebody who's just constantly, you know, just loving drama or constantly gossiping and, you know, things like that. So, you know, you just have to judge which ones you can't, the way that they're affecting you, and then choose your method of dealing with them. But if you can, if it's somebody you can get out of your life, get them out of your life. It's the best thing, you know. It's the easiest way to deal with it, because, you know, and it's sad because you wish the person well, and you know, and especially when you're the type of person like I am, who I just want to help. I just want to help everybody. I want to fix everybody's problems. Sometimes you just can't, you know. Sometimes you just can't, and you can't, you know, you can't be responsible for fixing the world, but I think every energy vampire in my life, I have said, you know, I've had a conversation with them, a one-on-one conversation. Do you recognize that you kind of tend to be critical, or, you know, whatever they happen to be, And, you know, are you happy with that? I mean, does that make you happy to be that way? Or, you know, or is this something you want to change about yourself? Even if it's something that they want to change, absolutely, I'm going to help them change it. But most people don't, you know, they don't want to acknowledge it. So, you know, you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, excellent advice, Lisa. And I want to ask you, you know, just getting back to your practice and the way that you help people, with technology now, has that opened up new avenues for you? I guess, you know, because you're doing energy work, are you able to help people no matter where they're located on the planet?
Yeah, I think that you can. And you know what, it was always there, you know, with the phone, you know, we've had the phone for a long time. So that's always been there, but really absolutely. I mean, technology's made a big difference in my being able to talk with people, counsel people, you know, give intuitive advice. Absolutely. With now Skype and with chatting and with, you know, because some people don't like to talk on the phone. You know, some people just, they don't like it. They'd rather just type with you. They'd rather just chat with you. So absolutely that makes a big difference. The other thing is, you know, that there are lots of different.
Oh, Lisa has just dropped off. Wow, it's Blog Talk Radio, everyone. Well, you know what, on that note, until she dials back in, we're almost at the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and take a quick break, and when Lisa calls back in, we will pick it up with more about her practice and our new show, Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, debuting on the RightStream Radio Network on November 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. Stay tuned.
Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, tune in to RightStream Radio Network for Just Believe with author and metaphysician Lisa Tarvis. Lisa interviews experts in the areas of health and wellness, alternative healing, paranormal phenomena, intuitive guidance, and positive living. With her own inimitable down-to-earth style, Lisa makes both guests and callers welcome and appreciated. Just Believe with Lisa Tarvis, Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 Central, here on the RightStream Radio Network. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham, Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for RightStream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. RightStream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. RightStream Tuesday with Daria Ann, Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the RightStream Radio Network.
And you are listening to RightStream Tuesday. This is Daria Ann. And before Skype so rudely cut off my guest today, Just Believe host Lisa Tarvez, I believe she was in the middle of talking about how she can help people anywhere in the world.
I'm like giggling. I can't help it. I think that was hysterical. I'm having this, we're discussing how incredible technology is and how it's opened up all these doors to be able to, you know, counsel people and heal people and give readings all over the world, and Skype drops the call. it was if that wasn't like God saying, ha.
Well, you know, it's so funny. Guiding Echoes in the chat room took the words right out of my mouth because I was just going to say Mercury retrograde, and Guiding Echoes has it in the chat room. Mercury retrograde, baby. And, you know, honestly, every freaking time we're in that phase, I have communication problems too. So, I don't know. Coincidence? I don't think so. But
well, see, you know what's funny is I when I host my show, I always use Skype, always. And I've never had the call. Now, I've made mistakes, like muted myself to sneeze or something and then forgot to unmute myself, so there was dead air for a minute or so before I figured it out. I've done some things like that, but for me, I've never had Skype drop the call. But Guiding Echoes, yes, was on my show, and she had some definite issues with Skype also. So, yeah, I that's the first time it happened to me, so... We'll blame Mercury being retrograde.
Mercury's a big scapegoat, you know.
Yeah, we'll blame it on that.
But the bottom line is that you are able to help people all over the world, which is phenomenal. And of course, Lisa, I want to give out your website since we're on the topic. You can find Lisa and find out more about her work at lisatarvez.com. That's LISAT as in Tom, ARV like victory, ES.com. So check it out because she really does phenomenal work.
Thank you. Thank you. And I love it. And I love what I do. I love what I do. So, you know, there's just so many – sometimes people just need a pep talk, you know, a pep talk. Some people just need some, you know, a third party's advice, you know. Some people need some, you know, psychic help, you know, and some to help them see – what's going on in their lives, and some people, you know, need actual healing. And you know what? It's great that you can do all those things without actually living in my little sleepy town in Pennsylvania.
Which, ironically, I have to tell people this. What is so funny is, Lisa, you and I met about a year ago online when I did a Google search and I found you. But the ironic thing about where you live, and I don't necessarily have to give away the name of the town, but I used to teach, I'm a former ballroom dance teacher, and for 4 years I taught ballroom dancing from 1990 to 1994 in the same town that Lisa lives in, and it's just ironic to me that all these years later.
Now, what I find funny is, like, reading your book, which I'm just about done with, and by the way, I love it. And the main character in the book, Madeline, is from this area. And you can, I mean, it's so funny when you're reading the book and you're talking about, well, we went to Exton and we went to Paoli, or, you know what I mean? That's like, oh, my God. You don't get to read too many books that it's like right in your hometown, you know, based right in your area. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is fun. I got a lot of good feedback from people in the area about that, you know, whether they're from the Philly area or South Jersey or South Florida. People really got a kick out of that. And that was really a lot of fun. I mean, that was a fun part of that book. But, you know, I have to say, when you were talking earlier about how things emotionally can come back to haunt us and affect us physically, I mean, that is one of the biggest themes of my book, because it is based on actual experience. And kind of the impetus for the book was a relationship that I had many, many, many years ago that actually relocated for, and found out when I got to a new state, when I got to South Florida, that the guy was engaged to marry someone else. And instead of really pouring my heart out to somebody and letting someone in my family or one of my friends or just somebody comfort me, I buried it. I really forced myself to have amnesia about the whole thing. And anyway, it ended up resulting years later in the book when a friend of mine who was very intuitive said to me one day, well, who is this person? And used their real name. And that sort of opened the floodgates of emotion and memories. And I ended up pulling out my journals, and talk about divine guidance and divine inspiration. I mean, I sat down to write that book in March and I was done by the end of June. And I was working in the corporate world at the time. And every free moment I had outside of work was spent at my computer. And it was like the words were literally like pouring out of my fingertips. I couldn't stop myself. And it was great. I never had to think about where to end one chapter, where to start the next one. I just kind of intuitively knew. Now, I'm not having that same experience with the sequel, which is why 3 years later it's still not done, or one of the reasons why. But yeah. I really enjoyed that process while it lasted. So thank you, God, for that. And I guess I'm going to have to work a little harder for the second book, but that's okay.
Well, I think that so much of the time that we find, you know, ourselves, you know, able to heal through writing, which is one of the things that I recommend to every single client I have. I tell them always, journal, journal, journal. Write stuff down. Whatever it is, you know, if you're upset with somebody, if somebody's hurt you, if you can't let go of something, if you're not to the point where you can forgive without telling them off or whatever, you know what, you can do that in a letter that you never send. You can do that in your journal that nobody ever sees. You know, that process of writing is so therapeutic. There's so many benefits to just, it's a way of releasing. And that's why it probably came out of you so well, you know, while you were writing the book, because it was so very easy to, it was so good for you to finally, like, spill it. You know, to just let it out. And because now you've healed from it, you know, you've mm-hmm. healed from the experience, you probably would have trouble writing a sequel that's going to follow up an experience that you've now healed from. You know?
Right, and I have to create the story now, you know, and then now I have to take these fictional characters who are based on real people and now put them in a fabricated situation, you know, that's purely out of my own imagination and not inspired by real life events. So it's quite different, but yeah, it was such a therapeutic process. And Lisa, one of the things I bring out in that book that was a real life experience, is how, getting back to the whole emotional thing. I mean, I struggled with panic and anxiety disorder for about 5 or 6 years from the time I was about 21 or 22, until my late 20s, and couldn't figure out, you know, it started, it kind of snuck up on me subtly. I didn't really have like the major panic attacks. I'd have them maybe once in a while, but more for me, it was more like I just didn't feel right. And I just always felt like uncomfortable and just, I don't know, I just, you know, I could be out in public or with friends, with family, having a great time. And all of a sudden it would be like somebody flipped a switch and I'd have like this feeling like I had to get out of there, like I had to run for my life. And it was the scariest thing. And so I was coping with that, and even after I moved to South Florida and I buried that whole situation with the guy and went on with my life and was making friends and working and just, you know, learning to create a new life here, I finally, you know, I got to a point where I was functioning, but I still really wasn't living, and happened to attend a meeting. I used to belong to a professional women's association at the time, and it was professional women, but it was really, you know, we'd have a speaker every month. It was more of a social thing, more than anything else, and an educational thing in terms of whoever the speaker was. And so, you know, I'm very traditional, and I still believe in my faith. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and I certainly still believe in the tenets of my faith. I just like to say that it's been expanded since this experience, because I never, you know, I was afraid of psychics. I wouldn't go near one. And, you know, at this particular meeting, this woman spoke, and she was billed, you know, they were advertising her as a woman who was trained in remote viewing. And I thought, what's remote viewing? What does that even mean? Well, it was apparently a military term for psychic ability, because this woman used to work for the military. And, you know, when I got there and listened to her, I mean, first of all, she was in a suit. She was very professional, actually to the point of being very kind of aloof. I mean, she was not a warm and fuzzy person. So she was sort of the antithesis of anything I had in my imagination about what a psychic should, quote, you know, should look like. And it was kind of funny. And she gave her talk, and she was talking about reincarnation, and she was backing up everything she talked about with like actual newspaper articles, and it was in factual information. It was very, very interesting. At the end of that talk, now I had never met this woman before in my life, never laid eyes on her. She didn't know who I was. I didn't know who she was. This was back in 1997. And all I did was go up to her at the end of her talk, and just, I shook her hand and I said, you know, thank you so much. That was really interesting. And she looked at me and she said two things. She said, you're still in mourning for your grandmother, and she died like well over 20 years ago. And you have a handicapped brother. And she was very specific about this. She said, he's your middle brother, and you feel guilty about leaving him behind. And I looked at her and I said, well, he's not the middle child. And she very calmly looked at me and she said, I didn't say he was the middle child. I said he was the middle brother, which was 100% true. My brother Ralph, who was born with Down syndrome, is the, you know, when I look at my three brothers and he's in the middle, he's the middle brother. And so this woman saw things in me that I just didn't even know were bothering me. And just to make a long story short, I mean, I at that point I just started bawling, and I said, and well, no, then she picked up on the anxiety. That's what she asked me to sit down, and she put her hands on my shoulders, and then she said, "You've been dealing with anxiety, haven't you?" And I just started crying because I said to her, "I am so frustrated. I've done everything: prayer, meditation, exercise, you know, going to church, reading books. You know, at one point, you know, the traditional medical doctor had me on this stuff called Buspar, which all it ever did was make me tired and dizzy. It didn't really address any problems." I said to her, "I'm at the end of my rope. I'm so frustrated." And she just very calmly, this woman was very calm. She was very confident in what she did. And like I said, she had a, there was an aloofness about her. I mean, she was very nice, but there was definitely an aloofness about her. And she just said, "One session with me, I guarantee it'll be gone." So I did a session with her after that, you know, over the phone. And she went through this whole thing where she was tracing this back to me kind of carrying this around, my soul kind of carrying it around from lifetime to lifetime. And at the end of the session, she said, "You're not going to feel better right away," but she said, "You know, at some point," she said, "I don't know if it's a couple of months from now, 6 months from now, but you're just going to know that it's gone." 6 months later, exactly 6 months later, I woke up one morning, and for the first time in years, my stomach was calm, my head was clear, and literally, it felt like the cloud was finally lifted. And
right.
I just knew that I was cured. And I have been through, you know, listen, life is tough. I mean, we go through trials and tribulations, and I certainly have since then. But I have never once regressed back to panic disorder. And panic disorder is not, it's not, you know, the normal anxiety that we all experience, you know, situationally, depending on what's going on in our lives. You know, if you have to give a talk in front of 100 people, yeah, we get anxious about that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about true panic and anxiety disorder. I have never once regressed back to that, no matter what has happened in my life. So I incorporated that into my book, Water Signs. And so by fictionalizing it, just to speak to that point, it almost made it safe to talk about these things.
Well, right. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, one of the reasons that I wrote my book was also to, you know, because like you were saying, the I guess it would be the stereotypical thing that people have, the picture in their mind of what a psychic is and what somebody who communicates with angels would look like. And, you know, and I start the book trying to explain, I am so flipping normal. I am so just normal. I have three teenagers who drive me insane, and I have all the stuff any other person has going on in their life, and this is just a part of me, and it's like, you know, people come in, and I've had so many clients that walk into my office and they're shaking, you know, they're actually shaking, and I'm like, why are you so nervous? They're like, I just don't know what to expect. I'm like, you know, it's like they think I'm going to be wearing like a robe and turban and have a crystal ball in front of me or something. I'm like, oh God, no. I'm like, you know, I'm in yoga pants and a sweatshirt and, you know, sitting there talking to them. I mean, it's so, that was important to me, to be able to make people understand that, you know, it's not scary. It's not, you know, it's not this whole carnival thing, you know, it's not the, it's like you get the boardwalk, you know, it's different.
In fact, if it is a carnival thing, then you should, in my experience, you need to run the other direction, because a lot of times those are people who are just posers, who are giving legitimate people in the profession a bad name. So that's my advice. You know, if you see somebody fits the stereotype, maybe you should run away.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you go to somebody on a boardwalk and they're going to see, they're going to base the reading on your age and what's not the boy you're dating right now, the boy you love, oh, he's going to be the one, you know, and it's like, it's all, you know, and it's everything. They're just telling you everything you want to hear. And if you go to a real psychic, and we had this conversation with Nicole and Crystal on the air a couple of times while we were doing, you know, they were doing the reading. Because a couple people called in and they didn't get to hear what they wanted to hear. And they got a little, I'm going to go with the word pissy, about about the fact that they weren't, you know, they were arguing, basically. They were just kind of fighting back a little bit about the answers that they were getting. And I had to stop after that happened and just say, you know, don't call a real psychic if you don't want the truth. You know, if you want somebody to just blow smoke, then absolutely go to the person at the carnival. You know, if you want the truth, if you want the truth as we see it right now, based on, you know, the decisions you're making in your life right now, the way things are right, and that's the other thing we acknowledge is that, you know, we all have the power to change any outcome that we see. Just because we're telling you this is the most likely outcome, it doesn't mean that you can't do an about face and change everything, you know, and make things different. We're not saying, okay, you're cursed, you're doomed, this is what's going to happen. That's complete crap. I mean, it's not true. You have free will, you have the power to change your own destiny. Absolutely. And so we had that discussion on the air the other day, and I don't think it can be said too much. You know, if you want a real reading, you call someone like me. You call someone who actually has a gift and is not afraid to tell you the truth. And I ask every client that I have, are you sure you want to know? Are you sure you want the truth? You know, because so much of the time, if they don't get what they want to hear, well, all of a sudden you've got some nasty remark about you on you know, the internet, or, you know, on some site somewhere, you know, and somebody's saying that they didn't, you know, that they thought it was a complete phony thing. And that's just not the way it is.
Yeah, and that's the downside. You know, we talk about the positives of technology. I think that's the downside of technology, no matter what business you're in. And I can't even remember who I was having this conversation with the other day, but I think it was another friend of mine, and she was, I don't know if she was looking to go on a trip or if she was looking at hotels, but I said, you know, it's good and it's bad, because somebody might just put up a bad review about anything, whether you're talking about a psychic or a hotel or a restaurant or whatever it is, because they have an axe to grind. Or maybe something
right.
minor happened and they're just ticked off, and now they've got this powerful forum where they think they're going to get back at this person or this business or this organization. So I think in general with the internet, we have to really be careful that the reviews that you're reading are legitimate. And certainly in a profession like yours, it's even more true.
Yeah, I think it is. And unfortunately, it's the ones that, you know, that are out there that, you know, it's the ones that are blowing the smoke, and it's the ones that are, you know, not being true, not being, even if they are gifted, they just don't want to get a bad review, you know, so they only say what you want to hear. That makes the rest of us look really bad, and it does bother me a little bit, you know, that people do that, but it's part of the business. It's part of the way it is.
Yeah, you certainly can't control it. The only thing you can do is run your practice the way you run it, with integrity, and then you'll develop,
and
you are.
And something that's real important, too, is that, you know, another part of the whole integrity thing is to understand, when you have a conversation with me, what you tell me does not leave my lips with anyone. I don't ever have a conversation about, you know, a client with a family member or a friend or anything. It stays confidential. I mean, that's so important, whether you're doing healing work, whether you're doing readings, you know, chakra balancing, which I recommend everybody get chakras, their chakras balanced. But whatever you're doing, if that's between you and the person you're working with spiritually. It's not something that other people should be privy to. It's, you know, and with holistic medicine, there really aren't any federal laws. There are no laws, so there's no HIPAA, you know, attached to this. So, you know, you really want somebody who you can trust, you know, someone who is going to keep it confidential. And so much of the time, like, you know, I get recommendations from other people. So, you know, I'll know somebody, and then they're like, well, I'm going to bring my sister. And, you know, and then it's like, well, okay, you're my best friend. And, you know, I'm certainly not going to say, oh, well, this happened during your sister's or your mom's, you know, reading. You just don't share that. It stays between
you and the person, you know, the psychic or the counselor or the healer that you're working with.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, and that's I mean, it's funny that you bring that up, Lisa. I mean, not funny. I mean, it's ironic that you bring that up, that it's not, you know, the industry isn't regulated like that. But that's a testament
right.
to people like you, who that's just how you operate. You don't need somebody else to tell you, to regulate you to do that. You just do that because it's the right thing to do.
Right. I mean, to me, it's common sense, and it's fair. It's
yeah.
being fair and being real. And, you know, it's just the way, it's just who I am. And I don't need the government involved to tell me this. I already know. And I mean, to me, it should be common sense with the people in, you know, the medical profession as well. You know, we shouldn't need HIPAA. It should be duh, you know, but
right.
there's just, it is,
yeah.
you know, it's different. So, and who
yeah,
knows?
Least...
I mean, it could start affecting me at some point. I mean, they could change that at any time. And I've got no problem with that. You know, if they want to make me, you know, sign, you know, make my client sign some kind of confidentiality agreement, that's fine. You know, I've got no problem with that, but they don't need to.
Yeah. Now, Lisa, just switching gears for a minute, getting back to your show, Just Believe, you have interviewed so many fascinating guests. And I just want to ask you, because your guests have ranged from, you know, paranormal investigators to and other angelic communicators to, you know, reflexologists and people who work in holistic healing. What have been some of your most memorable guests and your favorite programs you've done so far?
I love, love, love doing the live psychic reading. I love that because I think we're able to help so many people, you know, and I always make an offer, you know, if you didn't get on this time, send me an email and I'll make sure you get on next time, you know, and because so many people wait, you know, they're waiting for 2 hours sometimes to get on and I just can't get everybody on. But it's those shows. And like the one we mentioned with Nicole Guillaume and Crystal Kirchen the other day, that was, I mean, they're just the best. They're so good, and they do such great work, and I they had to have been totally exhausted after my show. I told them they were gonna need a nap and a vacation to get over it. But, you know, but I love, you know, I like the interviewing the people that have actually that either investigate paranormal activity or people that have experienced paranormal activity in their personal lives, that's pretty powerful. That's pretty amazing to talk to people like that who, you know, who have had so many experiences with, you know, with that type of, you know, type of phenomena. So, you know, but when you get into the other guests, when, you know, we're talking about holistic health, I mean, that's so critical too, because it's so important that everybody understand that they have to be their own health advocate. They need to understand that there all are alternatives out there to what your doctor is maybe telling you. Not that they're not doing the right thing. The doctors are, you know, absolutely, they know something that'll work, but sometimes the cure for something, you know, comes with other problems, you know, and it's just something that, you know, you should be aware of all your alternatives, you know, and so I love talking to people who have found ways. I had a person on that wrote a book on about curing diabetes through diet and herbs, you know.
Yeah.
And it was, you know,
it was
amazing. I mean, it was a great show, and actually, I still keep in touch with her. She recommended this. You know, I have thyroid disease, and I only have half of a thyroid. I had to have half of it out. And she recommended this whole herbal thing for me because I was just like, you know, on this hormone replacement, you know, with the thyroid produces, and because I wasn't obviously getting enough. So she recommended all these, and I felt great. I mean, you know, following everything she put in there. So there's there's so many things that, you know, and most of these people I test out ahead of time. I mean, I really do research on them. I don't just have somebody on just to fill a spot. I mean, I'm booking right now. I've just booked up through the end of January already. I'm booking into February, and I have, you know, and it's not because I'm filling dates up. These are people I am excited about having on the show, people that I really think are going to be able to make a difference in my listeners' lives.
That's fantastic. You know, and one of the things we try to do here with RightStream, and I'm making more of a conscious effort, is to find where all of our guests are, you know, whether they're your guests or whether they're my guests or John's guests, whoever, finding them on Twitter, following them, liking their Facebook pages, and really using this as a vehicle. Certainly, we're giving them an opportunity to talk about themselves on the air and their practices, but also to really kind of help each other build the social media followings, and I think that's so powerful.
Yeah, social media is an amazing way to reach so many more people than we were ever able to do before. And, you know, having these Facebook pages and having the Twitter pages and the Twitter accounts and the LinkedIn and the Pinterest and all these different things that, you know, that are out there. And, you know, it's amazing because there's something new every day and something new that's getting big enough that I'm seeing it. I'm recognizing it, you know, and to me, it's opportunity, and it's not just about making money, you know, because they're going to call me and book an appointment with me. It's not just about that business side of it. It's about how many people are going to be touched by, like, the stuff I do social media. Yeah, okay, I send out an advertisement. Hey, my book's on sale this week on Amazon. You know, here's the link. Absolutely, I do that. I mean, obviously, I'm running a business. I have to make money. But at the same thing, 90% of what I send out on social media, whether it's Twitter, Facebook, Google+, you know, whatever it is, whatever I'm using, is just self-help quotes that I find inspirational, that I, you know, that you know, one person sees that quote, and it and whatever they're going through that day, it totally changes it things for them, you know, gives them a different outlook. If it's an article that I read, that, you know, because I'm in my business, I'm exposed to so many different people in so many different websites that have spiritual and holistic type articles, and I'm constantly sending those out. I'm not making any money off of that. I'm doing that hoping that somebody else is going to touch their life in some way and make a difference for them. And that's something that we're not necessarily making money off of, but that's the beauty of social media. Everybody can touch, you know, somebody else's life with, you know, so many different powerful messages.
So true. And, yeah, and 90% of what we do on social media should be just what you described, which is engagement, you know, really engaging your audience. Yep. Sharing useful information, and really it's about building relationships. You're not doing it in person. I kind of liken it to, you know, if you walk into a business meeting and you're meeting somebody new, you don't automatically go up to them. Well, some people do this, and it's a turnoff. You know, throw your business card in their face and start, you know, telling them all about what you do, and it's all about you, and you're not even asking them questions. You haven't even asked them their name. And that same principle applies on social media. It's really about getting to know other people, sharing information that could be related to what you do, just like what you described. But, you know, you build those relationships, and you don't know really how it's going to come back to you. Maybe 6 months later that person refers someone to you, or maybe they themselves end up becoming a client. Maybe they suggest you as a guest to somebody else that's got a huge audience. You know, you just don't know how it's going to come back to you. But and that's not really – and you're right. We all have to run a business, but – the focus is really on social media, I think, is really in building those relationships and building trust. Really, trust, I think, is the operative word here with people.
Yeah, I agree. I completely agree. I think that you know, that people start to like what you're saying, like what they're learning about you by what you're posting, by what you're putting out there, and that absolutely is going to, you know, build a relationship, and hopefully one built on trust. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, well, Lisa, you know what? I wanted to give you an opportunity here to cover anything we might not have covered. And, again, I want to talk about, you know, Lisa, Kristen, her daughter, and I will be hosting our new program on the RightStream Radio Network called Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, beginning Friday, November 29th at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's going to be a fun women's lifestyle show. We're going to cover all kinds of topics. But, Lisa, I just wanted, before we sign off, just wanted to give you an opportunity maybe to talk about anything that hasn't come up during the broadcast that you might want to tell the audience about.
Well, gosh, there's just so much going on. I just redid my website, lisatarvis.com. You know, took a lot of content out, but I think made it a lot more simpler to navigate. And if you go to my website, you can learn all about my qualifications, read my bio, all of that stuff. There also are links that will get you to be able to follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn, whatever. Also, you can schedule an appointment with me very simply online by just clicking on, well, schedule appointment. And you go to a page and that makes sense, right? And it shows everything that I do, and you can actually go in and book the appointment without having to email and go back and forth. You can, you know, do it however you want, whether it's remotely. Some things, obviously, I will only do in person. Hypnosis, I'm a hypnotherapist, but I won't do that. I'm not doing that on the phone. That's just not going to be effective. So there are some things that you can only do, obviously, in person, but for the most part, a lot of what I do, you can be anywhere and, you know, and have this, you know, experience, you know, whether it's a reading or it's a healing or I'm also doing a lot of group events right now. People are coming in to do, like people are inviting their girlfriends over or their friends over, and I'm doing group readings and lots of different things that are really fun. And, you know, if you want to, there's even now I put a new link for gift cards now to actually give people gift cards to get a reading or something, which is a great Christmas gift for people. I mean, you know, that are into this sort of thing, but maybe can't afford it all on their own. So there are lots of options out there. Lots of things to do and lots of information on my website talking about, obviously, my book, the radio show, and everything I've got going on. And I actually started a blog. Daria, finally, your influence has finally gotten catchy because I now started a blog. I'm not as good as you are at keeping up with it. I have to be honest. I'm posting instead of every day, maybe once a week, which wasn't the plan. wasn't what I wanted to do, but
good for
stuff
you.
On there. And the last post I actually posted was yesterday, and it's all about Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, and has links to the show and all of that there. So if anybody wants to learn more about the show, you can check out my blog on my website at lisatarvis.com. It's www.lisatarvis.com. And the links are there to the show and to learn more about it. And also, obviously, we want to get people to find us on Facebook. And we're going to be using the hashtag LLL, I believe, right? LLL.
Yes. Okay. For the show, yeah.
For Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss, I use the hashtag JustBelieve, and obviously RightStream uses hashtag RightStream. And now RightStream Twitter chat, which I'm going to try and be a part of every week if I can. What did you decide on that?
We're going to do WSW, which stands for Right Stream Wednesday. So W, S as in Sam, W. Of course, with the hashtag.
Yeah, so I think we're gonna we'll be able to talk about everything, you know, through that method of the Twitter chat, which I love. I love that. It's a fun way to use Twitter. You know, it's a fun way to actually, you know, use
Twitter to have a real-life, real-time conversation, which, you know, isn't a lot of what goes on Twitter. You know, like kind of check in every once in a while and see what's going on. But this is a great way to use Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about RightStream Wednesdays, too.
Yeah, me too. It's a very practical way to really build your following and build your impressions on Twitter. So I'm hoping it's going to help the @RightStream account and in turn, you know, help all of our guests and authors and people that we interview, because not only can they be a guest on our programs, but they can also be featured on a RightStream Wednesday where we ask a lot of the same questions, but it's just all done through typing. And the great thing, the thing I love most about Twitter is that it's such an open forum, that you're not limited like Facebook in terms of the friends and the people that you can affect. So other people join in, and the more you do these every week and the more consistent you are about it, obviously, you know, it grows exponentially. And that can only be helpful, again, to the people that we're interviewing and, in my case, my book clients. Like, for example, Balad Sabo. My author friend, I interviewed him last week on RightStream about his new children's book, Tweezer Beezer, which is really, it's a true story of a mina bird that he and his young sons, who are now grown adults, but, you know, when they were little, they adopted after a hurricane when they lived in Hawaii. And the book is just, it's so entertaining, but yet it's filled with so many great lessons, not just for kids, but for everybody. So I'm going to have him as a guest on one of the RightStream Wednesday chats, and I'm getting ready to send out a press release for Tweezer Beezer, probably tomorrow, and just been really, which reminds me, if everybody could follow that account, it's @TweezerBeezer, TWEEZER, B like boy, EEZER. That was the name of this mina bird. And so, you know, using Twitter that way, it's just going to be beneficial for everyone. So I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the launch of Love, Liberty, and Lip Gloss. And my goodness, Lisa, that means I'll be on the air now 3 times a week. I'm going to make sure I have plenty of water.
Exactly.
And,
You're not going to be allowed to get laryngitis.
No. But I really love it. I really do enjoy it. And it does have a practical purpose, as we've said, for clients and for ourselves and what we're doing and the sharing of just in general of just useful information. So. Lisa, thanks so much for joining me today. I'm really excited about everything, and thank you for all of your help in building RightStream up.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me on, and it is my pleasure to be working with this network. I think that we're going to be doing some amazing things going forward, so I'm really excited about it. Everybody has to sit back and wait, because we're taking off.
That's right. We're blasting off right now, and I'm psyched.
Blasting off.
Yep, and you know, it's a perfect time of year, I think, to be launching all of this. So just feels really good. So I'm excited.
I am too.
So, well, all right, everyone. Well, we're going to end a little early today, this RightStream Tuesday. But I want to let everybody know that next week I'll actually be interviewing another Lisa, my friend Lisa May, who is a U.S. Air Force veteran and another independent singer, songwriter, artist, who is multi-talented, just a really great person. I'm going to bring her on next week, even though it'll be the day after Veterans Day, but she'll be my guest to kind of honor our veterans and talk about her career and all the exciting things that she's done. So till then, stay in that flow of creativity, and we will see you again next week for RightStream Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern.
I took a flat to a pawn shop for a broken guitar. I took a flat to a pawn shop. How much is that guitar? I took a flat to a pawn shop. I got me that guitar. What's a flat in a pawn shop to me? Saw a man on the TV in a mask with a gun. A man on the TV, he had a 10-year-old son. I saw a man on the TV, his son had a gun. And he said that he's coming never cherished freedom. Freedom never cried. I wrote a song for a dead man to settle my. May he forget why he is crying.